This is Ebony and Tandivory at the movies. I'm Ebony, and Tandivory is not here today. Shocker! But today I'm joined by a very special guest, one of my very favorite people. It's Nathan. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Yeah, what's up, Wayne? What's up, everybody?
And Nathan, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. So, because Nathan's 12, today we're going to do our top 5 favorite animated movies of the last 10 years or so. So, I think we'll maybe go back and do a top 5 animated movies of, like, all time, but for today's purposes, 10 years, last 10 years. Because our guest is, you know, a young one. We're going to try to keep it kid-friendly. By we, I mean me. but again, Nathan knows me, so, you know, it's a struggle. Alright, so I'm going to start it off, since you're new to the program, and, you haven't listened before. Yeah. Okay, so my number 5 movie was How to Train Your Dragon. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's but adorable. Like it. I'm not going to give you any spoilers then because, yeah. But it's like, it's a good message. I like it because it's, the message of the movie is like not to be afraid of things that are different than you and to kind of think outside of the box. And the dragon in it is adorable. And the ending makes me cry a lot. But it's peaceful. No, I mean, it's just like one of those, like, like, I'm so glad that this is how it turned out. But it's great. So, what's your number 5, Nathan?
Oh, my number 5 is, Sing.
Sing! And we just saw that on Christmas. Yep. Christmas Day. So, what did you like about Sing?
Well, I would put it as my number 1, but I have more childhood movies that I like. I put Sing because it, in some ways it could be emotional, but I like the movie. And, you know, like, sometimes it can make you sad, but they bring stuff back up and make you feel like if you were in that position, you could feel confident.
Oh, yeah, it does. There is some, like, there was the elephant in there that had stage fright, and then she got over her fears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, what was your favorite part of the movie?
The end, probably, when, what's the name? The stage, I'm going to call it the stage, or the auditorium. Mm-hmm. When they had got destroyed because of the bills, they couldn't pay it. But right. Then, they still wanted to make a show, so they tried to build as much as they could back. And they did it, and the rich lady, she paid the bills for them, so they got it back.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Spoiler alert. This is a very new movie. It just came out. My man. Yeah. It was a good movie, though. And they have, like, modern songs in it, modern pop songs. And, like, everybody in it could sing really well. And there was only, like, one or two real singers in it. Everybody else is an actor that was singing. And it was really good. Really good. I like Gunter the Pig.
He was the funniest one.
He was. Rah, rah, him doing Lady
His
Gaga.
His bodysuits, I couldn't get over yes. them.
He had like a glittery bodysuit in every color. Had like a gold one, a red one, a black one. Yeah, every single color. Okay, my number 4 is Big Hero 6. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my
no,
God.
I still haven't seen that one.
Okay, so it's Hero and it's Baymax. Baymax is the big inflatable thing. And it's actually a Marvel comic. And they made it a cartoon. Which I didn't know. But yeah, and I just saw that like last year. So I was a little late on it. But apparently you're later on it. but it was very cute. And it was like another one of those like fuzzy, good message, underdog stories, but also sad in a way. Like, all the movies, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they didn't show characters dying when I was younger in like, a lot of animated movies, but they definitely do that now in almost all of them. But it's, like, a true underdog story. And it's cute, and it's funny. So that's my number 4. I mean, I don't want to discuss too much of it, because it's like, you haven't seen it, so, yeah. Okay, what's your number 4, kid?
Well, my number four is Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, Wreck-It Ralph is good. What'd you like about it?
Oh, and Wreck-It Ralph, I'm just calling him Ralph. Ralph, he was like an outsider because everybody treated him differently. Mm-hmm. And toward the end, he met his friend called Glitch. And at first, she was very mean to him. Like, she was like a bully, even though he was bigger than her. But still, toward the end, they became to be friends. And at the end, Wreck-It Ralph, he had ended up saving her life and risking his life. But they both, at the end, they still were alive because they were trying to escape the game. Mm-hmm. That Glitch was in, and then he had to go back because he was the only one that could leave, and all the other people but Glitch, she couldn't leave because since she's a glitch. And so he went back in there, and then the whole place like shut down, but since he was still in there, it couldn't shut down, so he saved her life. And yeah
that's like a synopsis of the entire movie. Yeah, it was good, and we saw it together, so that makes it even better. Okay, my number three is Everything Is Awesome.
Oh, I forgot about the Lego movie.
The Lego movie, yeah. Yeah, it was just funny, man. It was hilarious. And I wasn't expecting it to be as funny as it was when I first saw it. I like the good cop, bad cop. Mm-hmm. Batman was hilarious.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see the Lego Batman movie. Have you seen the trailers for that?
Yeah, I have seen it. It's funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I don't know who's Robin. I think is it Zach Galifianakis? I think he's the voice of Robin, but that looks hilarious. Anyways, yeah, Lego movie looks hilarious. It was hilarious. And what was the girl? Wild Style. I even liked the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything
it
about
was
it.
Really good.
Oh, that's right. We played the game together, too, didn't we?
You got it from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it was just a really fun movie. That song was stuck in our head for, like, 2 weeks afterwards. Yeah. Okay, what's your number three?
My number three is Cars.
I don't know when that movie came out, but you watched it like 3 times a day, every day, and it was something. Okay, tell me what you like about Cars.
Well, Cars, I like the racing a lot, mm-hmm. and that got me to play a lot of racing games too, because I just liked it in talking cars. I mean, that was kind of weird, but I still liked it because the way they communicate and I like this catchphrase.
Lightning McQueen. Yeah. Ka-chow. Okay, let me tell you things you might not remember because you were like 2 years old.
Okay.
So you had a Lightning McQueen Easter basket. One year. Yeah, that was your Easter basket. You loved everything about Lightning McQueen. I feel like you had Lightning McQueen color books. You had Lightning McQueen stickers. You had a Lightning McQueen car, a little toy car.
Really?
Yep. And during those 3 times a day when I had to watch it with you, you would get your little Wiggles guitar, mm-hmm. and stand in front of the TV in just your diaper.
No!
And you would sing the Rascal Flatts song, Life is a Highway, oh. I wanna drive it all night long. Oh my God. Sorry. Okay, my number two pick is Despicable Me.
Oh my gosh, what did I think of?
Did you forgot it?
Yeah.
Okay, so well, that's why I gave you the list to look at.
Oh yeah, I forgot to look at it. I just looked at one movie. That is my number two.
Despicable Me is probably like one of my favorites. I debated putting it as my number one. It actually might be my number one. I might need to flip flop my one and two, and I don't know. We'll see. But you know, I love the Minions, and mm-hmm. I love Gru, and I love the three little girls. Yeah. So, and my favorite part is the It's so fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the little minion speak. And when they do the little minion lullaby. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it here. I'm going to play it. Modu blim, bobo gib, bodwa da, do da, oh, it's my favorite. Oh, what are they saying? I don't know. But yeah, I love it. Minions are great. So yeah, that's my number two. What's your number two?
Zootopia.
Yeah, I love Zootopia. Okay, so what's your favorite part of that?
Well, not a lot. I mean, not a lot of people would say this, but the beginning is, from like the beginning to like maybe like 2/4 of the movie, like halfway. And I liked it because when she went to the police academy, she was so small, people brought her down. Oh, but yeah. Then she ended up training, and then she was like better than everybody. But then when she went to the street, she had to do those tickets, so she didn't really get to do anything. But I still like how she wanted to make herself a better person and not let people bring her down. Because since she was little, as in the very beginning, people beat her up. Even the boy beat her up.
You know, scratched her face. I like how you get to the emotional aspects of the movie. It's really, no, I'm being serious. You really think about what the theme of the movie is, and that's great. You're a very creative person. We talked about this yesterday when we were decorating the gingerbread house. Yes, give yourself a round of applause. You just clapped for yourself. But no, you're a very creative person. I don't think in these terms. I'm just like, oh, this part was funny, and this part was funny, and this was cute. But yeah, no, that's very insightful of you to notice these things mm-hmm. as a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're like, mm-hmm, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's time for my number one.
Yeah.
My number one is... No, it's not. I'm sorry. Preston's over here in the corner. He said, The Incredibles. No, it's not in the last 10 years. So that... I'm not going to say it, okay? Because we have a top five to come later. Anyways, my number one is Zootopia.
Really?
Yes,
you're serious?
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish it was for the same reasons you just said, because then I would be a nice person. But no, it was that DMV scene, man. You know how long I laughed when we went to see it in the theater? I was like, yo, the sloth is killing me, so... And it's on Netflix, and I've watched it twice since it's really? Been on Netflix. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so funny. When they're, like, rushing to get this driver's license.
Oh,
to get the name.
Yeah, he was talking.
And it's nothing but sloths that work in the DMV. Oh, my God. He's taking so long. And then the fox is, like, trying to be funny and stall the process. And he's like, you want to hear a joke? And he's like... Yeah. And then he tells him the joke, and then he takes forever to laugh at the joke, and then he turns to the sloth next to him and he's like, Priscilla, do you wanna hear a joke? But it was like even 10 times slower than that. And then and then when they finally get their information, they leave and go outside. It's nighttime. And they went inside in the morning. So it was like, I was laughing so hard, like nobody else in the theater was laughing. But that's always the case when I'm watching a movie. Anyways, all right, your turn. Your number one top five animated film of the last 10 years. Number one.
Well, here's one clue about it. So, you know when your fish dies, what you do with it? You flush that mug away. So my favorite movie is Flushed Away.
Flushed Away. Oh my God. Oh my God, I remember this. That was another one you watched all the time.
Yep.
And you danced to the song at the beginning. The Billy Idol song. dancing with myself.
Oh yeah.
Dancing with myself. Okay, what do you like about that one?
Well, in the beginning again, it's funny because when the first time I saw it, I really don't remember. But now I look back and I think about it. What was he, a rat or something?
He's a mouse.
Oh, mouse, yeah.
I think he's a mouse.
He's a really tall mouse.
Is he a mouse?
Yeah.
I think he's a mouse.
Well, anyways, in the beginning, I like how he woke up. And he woke up like a toy mansion. Mm-hmm. And then he got in his car and picked up a Barbie doll. And it wasn't even alive. And he was the only one alive other than, you know, the human that owned the house.
Right.
But it was just funny to me. And how his day, you know, he was by himself the whole day just playing with Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
I think that was crazy.
But he loved his life living in the apartment with the humans, and then he got accidentally flushed. Is that's what happened?
No, right? No, this is what happened. That fat mouse came in, and then he was...
Oh, that's right.
And he wanted the skinny mouse, the main one, wanted him to go so bad. And then, so that's when the fat mouse pushed him
they
in the
flushed truck. Him, yeah. And then he's, like, trying to get home for the rest of the movie. And
he met that girl that had that ruby. That's all she right. talked about the whole movie was that ruby. Ruby.
The ruby. All right, man. Well, that's our list. Thanks for joining me, Nathan.
You're welcome.
It was a great discussion.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it. Okay. Well, I don't know what we'll be doing next, but I'm sure it'll be another top five. Oh, someone owes me a top five horror list. Yeah, that guy over there, Preston. All right, well, thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. This has been Ebony and 10 Every Other Movies. Mm-hmm. And we out.
Yeah.